Classic League Podcast time!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 326 of the Classic League Podcast. My name is Scott. I've got Kevin with me tonight, as always. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Howdy, howdy. How's everyone going? How's everyone hanging? How is life?
Hopefully they're good. Are we really delayed? That was a very long lag.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awkward.
Uh-oh. Well, this is the Classic Elite Podcast. We're a video game podcast. We're talking about games. We have not been playing much, and there's not a lot of news. So normally that's what we talk about. Who knows what tonight's going to be?
I realize that my gray in my beard makes me look like I have a double chin. In a video camera.
Oh, I see what you're talking about now. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not a double chin. It's just gray at the bottom. I'm getting old, man.
It curls in a pronounced way.
Yeah, it does. I bought something that I wanted to buy for a long time, and it's this stupid thing right here.
Okay. Oh, you bought
it's not Google Cardboard. It is, I don't know what it is. I went to Valley Village. You guys have Valley Village in the States?
No.
It's a thrift store.
Okay.
So I went to a thrift store today to buy a lantern for camping next week, and I saw this bad boy for $10, and I always wanted one of those virtual reality headsets that you, like Google Cardboard, but not Google Cardboard. Yeah. This is mostly used for Android, I believe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But my phone works in it. So I tried the first thing, which was a roller coaster, and that was pretty cool, like looking around and shit, and like walking around. I showed my daughter too. And the other thing was I want to try is porn, because there's headset VR porn. I'm just intrigued.
Sure.
I'm intrigued. I just want to see what it's like.
Report back next week. Going back to the roller coaster, was it Cedar Point by chance?
I don't know. I just went on the first YouTube channel that had 14 million hits.
Oh, okay. Probably wasn't then. There's a roller coaster park not far from where I live that's one of the best in the world, which is kind of cool. Oh, hey, speaking of VR headsets, though, shout out to Dumez. He bought an Oculus Rift through our Amazon affiliate links, and we definitely...
What? Awesome.
As long as he doesn't return it, we're going to get a nice little commission off that. So if you'd like to support the show, we do have Amazon links in the description. All Dumez did, he clicked on the link below and bought a Rift. And if you'd like to do something like that, if you at least start going to Amazon through our link, then we'll get a commission, which is kind of cool. But
and for those listening, thank you very much, Dumez. If you click on the little three dots on the podcast app, at least on Apple, it'll bring you to the show notes, and there everything's hyperlinked. You just click on the Amazon link and it'll take you right to there on your phone.
Yeah, since we don't have much to talk about and we normally don't promote the affiliate links up front, we figure we might as well take advantage tonight. But Dumez, thank you very much, man. He listens all the time. He gives great comments and also financially supports the show. So very fun. We just, I would love to have enough time and energy and listenership to actually have like a Patreon. I think that would be super fun. But right now, passively is the best we can do. So Amazon affiliate links are the way to go.
This is my new style, used to wear their hats sideways, right?
It looks, you made me want to listen to like Naughty by Nature or Skilo or something like that.
Don't know who those people are.
Oh, you got to know Naughty by Nature. Come on, really?
No, what's the song?
Fill Me Flow, OPP, Hip Hop Hooray.
Oh, old school Naughty by Nature.
Yeah, but when they wore hats like that.
Oh, yes.
We mean old school. Whatever. Tretch? No? Matter. Oh, my gosh. No, you would know. I guarantee you would know.
If I hear it, I'm bad with names. I'm bad with looks. I'm bad with cooking. Oh, this makes me look bald. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you don't want to. You got a phenomenal haircut right now, man. You can't be making it look. You got like one episode left before you got to get it cut again.
Yeah. This is my beard. God damn, I'm getting old and fat. Corona update.
Oh, okay.
In Ontario, we have under 50 cases in all of Ontario, the province, which is great.
150?
No, under 50.
Oh, under 50, the whole thing. Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's really
and,
good.
And so because of that, I was able to go to the beach on Monday. And it was a cool way of doing it because there's, you know, people don't social distance and all that. We did a thing where we reserved a spot. So they only let a certain amount of people in for like 3 hours. And so we did that. So this way, you know, I don't show up on the news as an idiot. Like this fat guy runs and falls. The weird thing was it started raining, not thunderstorming. It started raining and people ran from the water. And I'm like, we're already wet.
Maybe to capture their stuff, like so that it doesn't get wet.
No,
maybe?
They were running under trees, like to for like shelter. And I'm like, that's a little strange. Is it just like a reflex? Oh shit, it's raining. Find shelter.
Maybe.
So I'm like, I'm already in water. I have no shirt on. Because even my daughter was like, it's raining, and I'm like, we're wet. If it was thunderstorming, totally get it. But it was just raining. It wasn't even like, you know, downpour. It was like, you know, you can see like the droplets in the water. I found that really weird. I was like, why is everyone?
I loved swimming while it was raining. I thought it was awesome. I would have ran into the water. Yeah.
And I was by myself out there. So I'm like, I'm alone.
Whole ocean to yourself.
Oh, great.
Oh, were you in like Niagara or one of the lakes, or were you actually at the ocean? Like,
no, it was a pond.
Oh, a pond. Okay.
I think it was a pond. Yeah. That's like
pool, a pond. Pond's good for you. Yeah. Shout out to those Caddyshack people that understand that awesome ass reference.
And next week, we're both not going to be able to record because I'm going camping. Because I'm thinking, we're trying to compact summer as much as we can right now in this last month since the whole virus fucked everything up. So, and you got something as well.
Yeah, my family and I are going to be heading up to the lake where it's just going to basically be us hanging out with each other. Board games, cooking food, doing cooking competitions, drinking, hanging out, lighting fires, being by water, just getting away from town.
Which yeah, would be nice. That's kind of what I'm doing too.
My younger sister's pregnant, and my younger brother has a 2-year-old. So it just kind of makes sense, like for the lake, and it's not like we could do much anyways. So
yeah,
we'll be away and socially distant and all that fun stuff, but it'll be better than just hanging out in town. So that'd be cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've been like just wildly busy. I've told you, Kevin, off air. I'm not going to talk about exactly what I'm doing, but I'm in an other venture with some buddies of mine that's outside of my normal day job. So like, I can't, dude, I can't even breathe. I'm not going to add much of anything to the show tonight. I didn't even get close to turning on a game. Like it never at any point this week dawned on me to try to play a video game. It was all about when can I finally try to get to the wind down stage or try to get to sleep, and like where can I find slivers of any sort of me time, when can I get my lawn mowed, all that kind of stuff. So
remember, for us, video games are what we do for downtime. If you don't have time for that downtime, you don't have time for the downtime.
Yeah.
Or else it would be an addiction where you're like, I gotta fucking play this game right now.
You know what's funny? Like, Tony and I always started this as kind of like the idea of like we're casual gamers or whatnot. And even though we play video games, like I'm also a casual golfer, and I'm a casual guitarist, I'm a casual video game player. And to your point, man, it's just that the free time just did not fit in. I didn't even get to watch any 90 Day Fiancé. I'm missing Matt and Jake this week. I can't not skip, you know? Like, I don't. I'm all out of sorts. I'm still listening to Giant Bombcast from 2009 because I'm burnt out on everything new right now. So it's fun listening to them talk about Uncharted 2 right now and the improvements over Uncharted 1. It's cool. It was
a big improvement.
Huh? Yeah.
No, Uncharted 2 was a big improvement from Uncharted 1.
That was the consensus in 2009. they haven't spoiled any new games for me recently, but, yeah, I'm still kind of kicking around with that stuff. I don't know, man. Do you want to talk about Metacritic, or was there any new, you have got a story up here.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that. Thank God I wrote that down. So I was going through my something to do something else. I don't remember what it was. I was recocking the bathtub and I was looking for an X-Acto knife. To, like, get rid of the old cock. And it was funny because my wife's like, hey, grab the cock. And I'm like, excuse me? Because I'm 12. So I grabbed an X-Acto knife. And in the cupboard with all the tools and stuff, there was a green Christmas bag in there. Okay. And I opened it up, and there was a $30 eShop gift card from 2017. So I must ask someone for it for Christmas for my 3DS or my Wii U because I didn't have a Switch, obviously.
Sure.
So I'm like, making $30? No way. No way can this, like, I must have redeemed this and just kept it because it's Bowser. And I went on the eShop store and I redeemed $30. I was like, what? How did I not use this?
Maybe that's amazing.
Maybe I bought the game on my credit card and said I'll redeem it later. I don't know. I don't know how I forgot about it, but I have $30 plus $25 gold points on eShop now. Ooh, so I have $55.
So you bought Binding of Isaac again?
No, I can't rebuy it. But that was a poll I put on Twitter. What game should be the next game I buy for the Switch? Because I have this, you know, I don't mind paying a $30 difference. Because in Canada, Switch games are $80, not $60. Because
what choices did you put out there? Can I cast a vote?
Yeah, so I had Breath of the Wild. Okay. But that's the one I want in my heart, but I already beat it on the Wii U.
Oh, okay. I wish I didn't know that, but I'm glad I do now.
But I heard there's extra content and stuff.
I'm not voting for that period. 100% okay. No.
So Luigi's Mansion 3.
Okay.
The new Paper Mario Origami King. Not Killer. I keep wanting to say Killer because of okay. Heavy Rain. What was the other one? Oh, Link's Awakening.
Oh, okay.
And there was another... Ah, shit, what was the other... It was a Nintendo exclusive. They're all exclusive titles. Hold on, I'm just looking up my Twitter here. I put up the poll. And if I can get it, which I won't, which I'm stagging, it's not to make this awkward, but I am. Okay, that was it. Because Luigi's, you said no to Breath of the Wild. So those are the other three games that I had there.
Okay, so I got Luigi's Mansion, Origami King.
Yeah. Link's Awakening.
And Link's Awakening. Okay. What's the... I don't think you can make a bad choice. So you're lucky from that perspective. I personally really liked Luigi's Mansion 3, and I really love Link's Awakening. And I did not play Link's Awakening on the Game Boy either. So... Yeah. I went in as it was a new Zelda experience for me, and I loved it. I don't remember what I paid. Was that a was that a $60 or an $80 game for you?
I think they're all $80 games.
No, I could have sworn. Okay, maybe they're all, that makes it easier then. That there is nothing to consider from that perspective. Two out of the three are great. And then actually just yesterday, there's a YouTube guy named King K that does video game documentaries.
Okay.
Just put out kind of a long review of Origami King. I've no interest in playing Paper Mario or any of them, so I don't mind. This is a very big spoiler video, so I don't mind getting exposed to that. But I will say this gentleman really loved the first couple of Paper Marios.
Mm-hmm.
Really had a big problem with the middle ones and really liked this one, it seemed like.
Yeah, that's how I felt. I liked the Paper Mario 1000 Door, whatever it's called, for GameCube. And I liked Paper Mario on the Wii.
Okay.
The 3D one where they flip. I hated the Sticker Star for 3DS, and I wasn't a big fan of Color Splash on Wii U. But so I like Paper Mario because it's long and it's an RPG and the writing's always very sharp.
So you've got three choices that are not very similar, you know? What sounds nice, I guess? Let's start with, are you looking more, like, chill? Are we talking, like, pretend it's not COVID? Are we commuting to work, playing on the toilet? Like, what is it that silent game? Or do you want to hunker down and, like... dive it. Do you want one of those like page turners, like where you just burn through a book?
The problem is I don't have a game like that on the Switch.
I know. I know. What are you trying to feel? Do you see what I'm saying? Like the Luigi's Mansion where you can like, okay, Luigi's Mansion I'm talking about with a game that you can kind of like slowly kind of grind through. It's a good commuter game. It's a good toilet game or whatever. A game that you might not want to put down, that you'll grind through and be kind of done maybe a little sooner than you might want. But if you want that, like, burn bright sort of experience, maybe Link's Awakening would be a good... And if you want something in... If you want a JRPG kind of experience, maybe, or you want a twist on a JRPG, then maybe Origami King would be the best. But I don't think you can miss. So like what flavor of ice cream do you want?
Here's the funny thing. Everyone on Twitter voted for Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild would have been my, like, of course, like, it's everything I want in one game.
Sure.
But because I've done it, I can't get myself to spend that money again. I have it right now upstairs.
You know what I'm, so you know where I'm coming from.
Yeah. But all the other three games, I don't love any of those series. I like them. Luigi's Mansion, I played on the 3DS, both versions, Dark Moon, and they did the GameCube one. And I just thought it was okay. It wasn't like a great game. I was like, oh, it's the best thing ever. It was good.
This is the best one, but you probably think it's just the best okay.
Yeah, okay.
But that's a good toilet commuter game. You do a little thing, you make a little progress, you put it back away.
And the other one, Link's Awakening, isn't like a, I don't want to say not a true Zelda game, but it's not, it just feels like...
It's a fun-sized Snicker bar.
Yeah. And then there's Paper Mario, which is the game I feel like I have my heart set on, but at the same time, I don't know. Oh, then there's Ultimate Marvel Alliance 3, which I like the Ultimate Marvel Alliance game. So there's that option. But that's not Nintendo. I want a Nintendo because those other prices will go down. This one will not.
If I had that chunk of cash and I had to buy it for you,
yeah,
I think I would have voted, knowing you and all the context around all of this, I think I would actually pick Origami King.
That's right. See, that's what I feel like. I feel like that's the right one.
Because I think that there's the most unknown to it, which I think you'll get the most out of. Yeah. It has the most potential with the charm. If you don't like it, it'll make for phenomenal content. I can't wait for you to either hate that game,
yeah,
or you'll play a shitload of it and talk about it every week for the next four episodes.
Because Paper Mario's are always different. That's the thing I like about them. And it's long. I feel like I want to get more bang for my buck from Nintendo titles because Nintendo tax. $80 for a game? You better last me 30 hours. I'm sorry. You just better last me a long time.
That's fair. So
Luigi's Mansion is like 6 to 8 hours, I'm guessing, which normally would be okay, but not for $80. And the price will never go down.
Yeah.
Because Nintendo, they're fishy that way.
I vote but here's for my Origami King, so where are you leaning? Yeah, I want to hear you.
Here's my other little contradiction, or not contradiction, problem.
Okay.
There's the rumor of the other remastered Mario games coming out. So if they were waiting for Paper Mario before they announced those other games, if I can buy a collection of Super Mario 64, Sunshine, Remastered, and all that, I'd rather buy that.
Time out. Okay. Think about it this way. In your mind, you've already bought that, right?
Which one?
The remaster of Mario's, right? You're pot committed on that, right?
Yeah.
You found this game.
Fair.
So this is your freebie or whatever. You're mentally already going to get the Galaxy Bundle All-Stars.
That's a good fucking way. Yeah, when that comes out, I'm like,
there's no way you're not. So, yeah. So you found something now. Get something now to bridge the time and get Origami King is what I
mean. Yep. Okay. All right. I'm going to buy that Origami King. Because I want to use my points too before they expire. So $25 is nothing to laugh at. It's all those indie titles I bought. That's all the $25.
Yeah, right. Seriously?
I must have spent $2,500 on indie titles. There you go. So that's what I'm going to buy.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was weird that I usually like eShop gift card, like why wouldn't I have used that right away?
That's wild, but the karma fairy has blessed you. So,
but now that I think about it, 2017, that's when we were moving, so we probably just grabbed everything on the shelf and put it in the box, and then like we moved here in February of 2018, so maybe that's what happened. I got it for Christmas, maybe around January, like after Christmas,
and then I get to it. Yeah,
so maybe that makes sense.
So,
but it's so nice.
That is awesome. And I have to say, I think you made some excellent choices to put up there. Those were really fun. I'm glad that I'd played two of them and had just been exposed to a third that felt coincidentally fun that I would have never have guessed I could have participated in a video game conversation tonight.
I wish I never bought Breath of the Wild on Wii U. I wish I knew about the Switch. When I first got it, because I just wanted a new Zelda game, and it was great. I fucking loved it, but I was like, I would rather have never played it and bought it for the Switch.
Sure.
And it's like, ah, oh, I can't. If it was $30, maybe $20, I would have bought it in a heartbeat, but I can't.
Hey, someday a physical copy will show up. You will have that $20 or $30 copy of Breath of the Wild. It'll happen.
Yeah.
The cosmos that will get you.
Yeah. I'm in no hurry. It's also an older title. Nintendo sucks with prices. My God.
Look, that's a market-based thing. If the games suck, they go cheaper on secondhand. It's just,
yeah.
There's a Nintendo tax, and they're rigid with their sales a lot. But I gotta say, man, the quality is a factor in that hanging high, too.
That's true.
So,
like, a Nintendo title's always gonna be good.
It's a fairly safe bet.
Yeah.
I hate the word always.
Fair. But other than that.
Owen. Okay, sorry.
I don't think there's any games that were really big, except for a game called Scully, which I'm seeing showing up everywhere.
Yeah, it's getting middling reviews, I guess.
Yeah. Other than that, there are no big titles that came out that I can see.
Samurai Showdown for the Neo Geo Collection.
Came out Samurai for the Showdown. Switch. How do I know that name?
It's like a fighter from the 90s. Like, there's like a lot of them.
Okay. I don't know.
It's an SNK game. This has 93, 94. I feel like 98 and 2000 are a big deal. 95, 96, 2003. This has a lot of them. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Samurai Showdown. It's just a big fighting game. Horizon Zero Dawn. Complete Edition came out on PC.
On PC, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a game I tried really hard to get into, and I just couldn't. I wasn't feeling it. I might have to give it another shot.
I was, but then Breath of the Wild came out. And I couldn't. Yeah. Did you ever have that? I think I've talked about it on the podcast before, but have you ever had an issue in high school where you were conflating stories because you had to read two books at the same time for different classes?
Probably it happened. Or right. Movies. It happened with movies all the time.
Yeah. I remember it happening a few times. I guess there's not a ton to talk about. I guess that caught our attention. There is a game called Pistol Whip, which is rated really high. And hey, did we talk about a game called Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout and we didn't know what we were talking about? It was like a free game.
We said it was coming out free on PlayStation 4.
Okay. Maybe we need to like go back to this. I was listening to Jan Ochoa talk about it on Giant Bomb.
I've heard rave things about this.
So have I.
Servers went down.
And I did listen. We did make a comment like, maybe it's us. And this is the game that I think spawned you being like, yeah, but Rocket League's great. And I thought, little of that. So maybe it's fantastic. And then ever since then, I just hear it's fantastic.
That's funny. I was saying Rocket League is a stupid name and a dumb logo. And this is one of the best games I've ever made.
And it is like it's like Wipeout. Or they described it as MXC. Did you ever watch Maximum Extreme Challenge? But it's kind of also Battle Royale. So it's 60 people at once trying to, or maybe however many people, I think it's 60, that are just trying to get to the end of the level. So you can see what other people are doing. I don't know. It just looked like a really cool.
I might check it out. I have it for PlayStation. I downloaded it.
I did. I forgot to. So when we get done tonight, I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So. Also, if you got PlayStation Plus, definitely go get that and check it out.
Because, hey, that's
also, it's also on PC now. Yeah, it's also on PC. It's by Devolver Digital. They've done a lot of cool stuff. So, all right.
Oh, they made like Hotline Miami and shit like that, didn't they?
I think so.
And I want to say yes. I could be wrong.
I just know they've done stuff that I've enjoyed.
They do a lot of pixel art games.
They're from Houston Tech. Yeah, they nailed it, Kevin. Serious Sam 3 and Hotline Miami. My friend Pedro.
Serious Sam 3 with
Enter the Gungeon. They did Pedro. Enter the Gungeon, which I heard awesome things about. So
yeah, Enter the Gungeon's good as well.
Hell yeah. Alright, cool. Well, Kevin, I think it's about time to talk about the news.
All right, so speaking of Switch bullshit with Wii U, here's another game I wish I didn't play on the Wii U and own already on the Wii U. Pikmin 3 Deluxe is coming out for the Switch. It's going to be out on Nintendo Switch on October 30, and it's going to be $59.99. He missed class 9 times. What movie is that from? 9 times.
times.
I'll say it again. I just realized I forgot to hit record, so God bless the YouTube archive. All right, say it again. What am I referencing? I just realized I screwed up.
He missed class 9 times. 9 times.
I don't know. Don't say
fast. First day off.
Oh, it was fair. Okay. I had fast times. At least I had the right decade.
Yeah, it was a high school movie.
It could have been a high school movie if he missed class 9 times. It could have been only one of three. Ferris Bueller, Breakfast Club, or Fast Times, probably, right?
Yeah.
Or something obscure, which would have been unfair. If you're like, actually, it was Teen Wolf 2. Like, fuck you, Kevin.
Have you ever... You've watched Ferris Bueller, obviously,
Oh,
right?
Of course, yes.
You know that scene when Cameron's looking at the painting, and it's like, they zoom in, it zooms on him, then the painting, then Cameron, then the painting, then Cameron?
Okay.
Do you remember that scene? It's like when, it has this beautiful song in the background, and they're all at the museum, and Cameron's, like, kind of freaking out.
I'll say no. Okay, what's I can picture it, but that level of detail you described, no. But what you're vaguely referencing, yes. I guess maybe I'm more of the, I remember the car going out of the garage and the parade and the guys, I guess, stealing the car. I guess everything's revolving around the car is all I remember.
It's a nice car, though.
Charlie Sheen and all that. Okay. But anyway, so they're in the, I remember him being in the museum.
He's looking at a painting of, like, the painting, you know, where the people are, like, sitting. It doesn't matter. The woman with an umbrella. And the camera goes to the painting, then goes to Cameron, then goes to the painting, then closer to Cameron, then closer to the painting, then closer to Cameron, close to the painting, closer, closer, closer. They reference that scene in the Muppets show I was watching. Muppets Babies, whatever the hell it's called.
Why are we talking about that all of a sudden? Okay, that's awesome.
I just thought it was cool that Muppet did a reference to Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I was like, I get that scene.
I like that you were watching the Muppet Babies.
I have to. I have a child.
Well, I'm glad that she likes them. I loved the Muppet Babies.
But it's not our Muppet Babies. It's the CGI.
Oh, it's not ours.
Yeah, everything's CGI. I don't know. Anyways, how the hell did I get on that? What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, 9 times. $59.99 is how much Pigman 3 will be.
It's got DLC too, though, right?
I didn't know it even had DLC, so that's cool. Like, a lot of these games say Deluxe Edition, and it's like, includes all the DLC. I'm like, what? What DLC was it? What, an extra fruit to put away? Like, what is?
I never played, played Pikmin. Pikmin.
So Pikmin 3. Now, excuse me while I sit on my soapbox over here. Was the first game Nintendo gave me to review, and they let me keep it. They're like, "Yeah, you can have it." I'm like, "Oh my god!"
Because 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. That's what you had Kevin to give back the game.
I never had to. I never had to give a game back. We had to give a couple pieces of hardware back, but never a game.
Nintendo was always. Sometimes they'll let you keep it. I kept Mario Kart 8, whatever. But Pikmin 3 was the first game. I'm like, hey, Nintendo, can I have a game to review? My website's pair of nerds, and we're number 3 and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, yeah, sure. I'm like, what? And like, FedEx is on my door like 2 minutes later. And maybe sign this like form, like NDA. I guess I shouldn't be talking about this. But
it's past the review embargo, so you're good.
Yeah, and I gave the game, I forget what I gave it.
10 out of 10. You definitely gave it a good score. You definitely gave it a good score.
No, they let me keep it after I said I was done with it. But I probably gave it a 10 out of 10. So I liked it, Pikmin 3. I never beat it. There was one last part where it was kind of hard. You had to use all the Pikmin and all that. But it looked great on the Wii U. I loved the game. I loved using the stylus on the thing, on the gamepad. I don't know how the Switch would feel. But again, it's one of those... I wish I didn't play this already because I would have bought it already. Just like Wonderful 101. I'm like, oh, I would have loved to play that again, but I already did.
Yeah.
It's like the Wii U no longer exists. Like, they're just like, forget about it. So I asked on Twitter if they're going to release Super Smash Bros. For Wii U on the Switch. That specific one was called for Wii U. I know Smash Bros. Ultimate is the... She's making a joke. Failed. Do that fail noise that we... Whatever it is. There we go. Perfect. Anyways... I love Pikmin 3. I wish they made a Pikmin 4 instead of just porting over a game that existed already. But, hey, that's cool, man. They did the same thing with Bayonetta 1 and 2, and I'm waiting for Bayonetta 3, whenever that comes out.
A lot of people are.
So, yeah.
Spider-Man is going to be an exclusive in the Marvel's Avenger game for just PlayStation. Well, I guess, obviously,
PlayStation. That's so fucked up. I'd be so angry if I was other players. Is it because of the Spider-Man and Sony deal? Is that what it is?
Kevin, what else could it be? Yes, of course, that's what it is. Of course.
That sucks, man. That really blows. Like, I'm happy because, well, I don't. I'm done with the Avengers after. I'm good. Like, I had 10 years thrown in.
Yes, like, yeah, that is done. That is any Avenger. Okay, like Star Wars ended for me with Jedi, right? All these other, the Clone Wars and all that kind of stuff. Like, good on you. That's not part of my. Anything that happens after Endgame is new Avengers. I don't care. I'm never going to pay attention. Yeah. It's for the kids. Good on you for still making money.
And I'm going to sound like a piece of shit when I say this, but I liked them before they were popular.
You did.
So it's kind of like, did. But it's kind of like, I don't like that you like, you like Captain America because it's Chris Evans. You got to like Captain America because it's Captain America.
Yes, I understand your sentiment, yeah.
And same thing with Deadpool. Like, Deadpool is like my top three favorite superheroes, Spider-Man, Batman, Deadpool. And I've read the comics and all this jazz beforehand, before the movie came out. And I'm like, Deadpool's more than, like, ball jokes and taco jokes. Like, he's a really interesting character. And it's like, Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool, and that's what people see, right? Yeah. I don't know. It's my
You're nerdy.
Hipster, right? Not even. Like, it's like, I was here first. Yeah. Like, I'm glad that you all enjoy Avengers, but this is what I've been saying about them for years.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when people asking me who's one of the most dangerous villains, I would say Thanos, and people were like, who's that? And I'm like, fucking Thanos. Fucking the snap. Come on, he killed everybody. Everyone's like, who's that? And now they're like, have you heard of Thanos? Yes, I've heard of Thanos. God damn it. Anyways.
Spider-Man I was
happy to see them.
Spider-Man's already in PlayStation.
And well, I'm going somewhere with this. And if this game came out 10 years ago, awesome. We haven't had a proper Marvel game in a long time.
Okay.
Every Marvel game has been a bullshit iPhone game. Contest of Champions. Spend $5 to fucking shit off Thanos, who's blue. He is blue. Fucking some not always. Bullshit.
I think winning purple in the
purple-ish, the first one. Yeah. Some other Marvel RPG game, spend $6 to get Carnage. Fucking, here's some goddamn level up shit. It's all bullshit iPhone games. And the closest game that was an actual good game was Spider-Man, which wasn't based on the Avengers, which is its own thing. But we haven't had anything. So the fact that now there's an Avengers game, I cannot not see the fact that these characters don't look like they're movie Avengers. The closest Avengers movie game I had was Lego Avengers. Marvel. Lego.
Yeah, it almost would have been better if it was like hyper stylized. Almost.
It
like
looks very bleh.
Yes, it's too bland. Like if it had more of like the Borderlands kind of aesthetic.
Something to make it stand out. I'll get it when it's like $20. Plus, I get Spider-Man. So
I don't care.
That's a good way to look at it. I don't care. You do what you want. I don't care.
I'm not going to buy it. I don't care about character exclusives other places.
Fair.
So, now you put the next thing on the show. Oh, did you have anything else we wanted to say about Avengers?
No, that sucks. Okay. I'm sorry, everyone.
This blew my mind. Kevin, you found somebody that ported Outrun on the 2600.
Right? Why would they waste your time doing? No, I'm just joking. That's amazing. Also, I didn't realize what the website was until after.
Yeah, somebody. That's way back in the day.
Yeah.
RetroGamingMagazine.com. Yeah, had an article. I think a couple days ago. Where Outrun? Yeah, is. Did you watch the YouTube video embedded in the article?
I did. Does that look amazing?
It looks great. It looks closer to Rad Racer as far as the
way it looks, like the
but there's clearly like a guy and a girl in a Ferrari ish kind of. It was fantastic. I was really impressed.
It's cute. Outrun's one of my favorite racing games ever. So, and I get why. Remember how I was always telling you, like, I don't get why people waste their time doing this. I still don't, but it's the fact that you could do it, which I'm like, rad.
I get it. Like, some people draw or write songs that no one else ever sees or hears, you know? Yeah. It's the same kind of I just thought I think it's great. It's super fun.
Did you listen to the music? Because Outrun has some of the best music.
Yeah, they didn't stick the landing on the music scene. They got noises. Outrun was one.
They
of
had
the,
a little hand.
They did.
Turned the dial.
Outrun was one of those games. I definitely spent more time pretending to play that game than actually playing that game. I think.
What do you mean? Like
you know, when you were a kid and you'd go up to the idle screen and you'd like still steer and press the
get ready.
Yeah. So I felt like I definitely did that more with Outrun than I actually ever played. I loved the game, but I never played it a whole bunch.
What's your favorite? Outrun was one of my early childhood video game memories. What is your favorite Outrun song?
I can't answer that question.
One that goes dan 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 dan.
Sure.
Yes. Or is it the one that goes?
There's only two.
No, there's a couple, but those are my.
I'm gonna go with the first one, the OG, the only one that I probably am really familiar with.
I always wanted to make a movie or like a fake movie trailer. You know how people do that, and the trailers look better than like it's just a fake trailer for some bullshit that they made up.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to have the Outrun music in the background, because it's such great music to have like an 80s bullshit like gang wars video. Like,
yeah,
you can have the Outrun music playing in the background. It's so good. Oh, god damn, I love the Outrun music. I want to be buried to it.
We can make sure that happens. And last bit of the news, Battletoads.
No, there's two more.
There are two more. Sorry. Second to last in the news, Battletoads has its official trailer, which I can understand why it has a lot of thumbs down in the trailer. That ratio is not great.
Well, it's 3.9K to 15K up.
It's like a third of the votes are down votes. Maybe a quarter. It looks a little low budget, a little amateurish in the animation department, and
it looks
a little too busy. Flash. Yeah, it looks flat, but little maybe even if it's on Game Pass, I'm obviously gonna play it. And I did like that there's like a third person view on the kart racer,
the turbo tunnel,
but
it's a multi-genre. Am I saying that right? Game. There's like shoot 'em ups and racing and side scrolling and top view. There's like sections in it that looks like Galaga.
Okay, like, what the fuck? Oh, that hey, play Nier Automata if you want hodgepodge of all sorts of genres. Oh, man, what a game that is! If this is in Game Pass, I'm gonna play it, and if it's not, I will never play it.
It's one of those where you're like, oh, fuck, man, Battletoads is so great. I love Battletoads. I love them that they completely ripped off the Ninja Turtles. They're named Pimple, Zitz, and Rash, man. Also, they meet Double Dragon. Holy fucking shit, this game is hard.
Yeah.
You wait like 25 years, and then this comes out, and you're like, oh,
yeah,
almost there. But, I mean, I don't like that they made it that humor that the new like Ninja Turtle cartoon has, for example, where it's like very fast-paced and... Like, Battletoads took itself serious, like the Dark Queen and all that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what made it charming, was that it tried to take itself serious. I watched the goddamn 80s show with the lions. They're all...
Thundercats?
Thundercats. There was a new Thundercats, and it looks like Ego Raptor animation. Did he work on that?
Oh, no, but like that Adventure Time style, like, I know what you're talking
like
about.
Like, it has like their mouth like this, and they have the big cheeks when they're like standing still, but it's very fast paced, and it was funny.
Zany is the word.
Yeah, but it reminded me of Ego Raptor. I'm like, does this motherfucker work on this thing? Because it's the same humor.
No, not that I know of, but I think he was more inspired by Adventure Time, maybe.
But yeah, it's like that's what they're doing with our shows that took itself serious. They were making him zany.
Yeah.
Weird.
I'm glad Battletoads exists. I think this is neat. Yeah. I'll be surprised if it's a big success and has. If we open up Metacritic and it's not yellow or red, I'll be surprised.
Why do they keep making this animation style instead of pixels? Are pixels worse or harder?
I think this is more cost effective.
Is that it? Is it like how you watch like Simpsons all like computer animated as opposed to cel shaded?
Think about it this way, right? What skill set are you likely to hire someone to have? Someone that could immediately do this, what you call flash style look, or pixel artists, which are a dying breed, like refrigerator repairmen. You know what I mean? Like, or two TV repairmen. It's just, it's an aesthetic where, I mean, how many 15-year-olds are really into pixel art?
But that's the thing. This is a game from our generation. It's not like a new IP. It's our game that we've been waiting for.
Yeah, but if you're on a budget, who are you? How old are the animators you're going to hire?
Wait, hold on. I think I'm confused by the question. I'm saying make the game the way we want to see it.
And I'm saying that your talent pool of artists may not be skilled pixel artist people. Maybe it's more cost effective.
Get some fucking pixel art fucking people. That's what I fucking want.
It doesn't just work like that. You just don't. There's not like pixel artist trees out there.
Thanos snap. See that shit? Everyone's a pixel.
I apologize.
I knew him before.
I was wrong.
It was cool.
All I'm saying is it can't be that easy. If
I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying it's what we want.
It's definitely what we want. A Scott Pilgrim look. You know, we want a Shovel Knight look. We do not want... It's got to be more expensive. It's got to be more difficult. There's got to be a reason, or else they'd still be doing pixels.
Was Double Dragon 4 pixelated?
Yeah, that one was really... Yeah, but it wasn't very good.
But Streets of Rage was good, but not pixelated, right?
Correct. Hopefully this is more like Streets of Rage 4.
I want my pixels back. They're so pretty.
Yes, I would rather have a Battletoads with pixels too, but...
I guess they can do more style and like facial movements. Like if you look at the trailer, you see like more Cuphead style animation from like the characters. Like their heads get bigger and some of that, which you couldn't do in pixels. Or you could, but it'll probably be a lot more. I know. I'm happy. Whatever. Battletoads is out. It's only for Xbox, so it's not like I'm ever going to play it anyways.
It's
August 20th. It.
Okay.
Yeah.
Soon. And then there's one big news item here, Kevin.
But wait. I want to do my segue. Oh. I will never be able to play this game because it's only available on Xbox. Too bad there's no other way for me to play this game. Are we going down? What's going on? Oh, but you can now play over 100 Xbox games on mobile with Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. On Android. Motherfuckers. God damn it.
They hate you. Microsoft hates you, Kevin.
Yeah.
This is that service I've had for a while that had me in the xCloud beta, and sometimes it was great and sometimes it stunk.
Yeah.
But it's official. Oh, also, did you see that it's no longer called Xbox Game Pass?
They slowly got rid of the Xbox.
It's just called Game Pass.
Yeah. Which is surprising because Game Pass can mean anything.
I think that's their point. I think that they want to be the arbiters of Netflix. I think they want that ubiquity of, dude, you got Netflix, you got Game Pass. I think that's what they're got their sights on.
I think I heard or read somewhere that the Xbox was like, LOL, you're never going to see Game Pass on the Switch or PS4. Because remember the rumors of Game Pass being on the Switch? Yeah, they're like, LOL, it's not going to happen. Like, don't get your hopes high on it.
For now.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a headline. I thought it was only geared towards PlayStation, but we'll see. Doesn't matter. xCloud is...
It's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, the iPhone was able to do this with PlayStation Remote Play and PlayStation Now service. I mean, what I mean by that is it took a long time for it to come to iPhone. So I wouldn't be surprised if eventually this also comes to iPhone.
Oh, of course it will, for sure.
Yeah.
There's no way that they're not even in the cell phone or OS, mobile OS game right now, to my knowledge. So I don't think they look at...
they really don't want me to buy that Xbox, eh? That's what they're doing. They're like, don't buy this
they
shit.
They don't you can play care this. If you buy an Xbox. They want you to subscribe and play their games. They don't care how you play their games.
Yeah, that's wild. I'm down with that, so.
I know, I you've heard my skepticism for a while. The long-term ramifications, what is the ripple effect of this? Because this is seismic. Because if this peters out and fizzles out or whatever and nothing ever comes of it, we had a great few years of really cheap games where I got to play the new Gears and the new Halo and all that cool stuff. But, yeah. You know, if this does a totally seismic shift, like, what's this do to the financing of games? Is this all of a sudden, do we get to a point where, like, two companies are the only ones that make video games? Otherwise, it's, like, free on itch.io or whatever? I don't know. It's crazy. But
I'm down. The more ways I have to play video games, I'm happy with.
Dude,
so.
Yeah, I'm an Xbox or Game Pass subscriber and will be for a long time. It's an awesome, awesome deal. I'm just glad to see that they have a streaming service that they're just tacking on. So it's not like they're selling, like, come sign up for, like, Google Stadia or whatever, where that's it. It's just come home, and if you subscribe to the $15 a month tier, you get your console, your PC, and your mobile version all in one. Play whatever games. They're a little different on each of the platforms for the most part. There are some games that are cross-platform, and it syncs no matter where you're playing them. It's a really neat thing. Is there any way that you might, if it was iOS, and it worked, let's just say it worked satisfactory.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's a given. 15 a month, if it was just satisfactory, would that be enough for you to get access to 100 games? Like, for me, it's like a monster.
Well, if I had the controller, too.
Assume that it will support a controller. Like,
I would try it for a month. Why not?
Sure.
I did that $1 a month trial, whatever it is. Play the games I want to play, like Streets of Rage and all the, like, Ori and the Blind Forest, or Ori and the Will-O-Wisps.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get past that point. Like, let's get out of these little hurdles, okay? You get your controller, right? The streaming is good enough.
Yeah,
it's 15 a month, but I guess, like, there's zero ownership, and you're kind of an ownership guy. Like, this is straight rental. Like,
well, I'm going in knowing it's a subscription-based service, so I'm okay with it.
It's that price point. Is it 15? I wonder what it is in Canadian. It'd probably be $19.99, wouldn't you think?
Probably, yeah.
I wonder if that's enough, because you don't have the console, and that I definitely don't think that's enough for just the streaming service.
I don't know. What's iPhone's arcade nonsense?
It might play on your PC, though, your laptop, through Chrome.
Nah, I'm good. I can't. I don't know why I can't play.
Fair enough.
Games on PC. It just, I don't know. I don't know, but then again, I always say I like playing games on iPhone, but I always play games for a little bit, unless it's a game I'm really into, like Corpse Party, right? So
I think because of that, it's wise that this is sort of a feature of the bundle, and it's not a standalone.
Hold on. This blew my mind. You can also play with your Xbox One Bluetooth wireless and PlayStation 4 DualShock controller. This is on the official Xbox news section.
Yeah, they want you to play games inside of their ecosystem. Bring your controllers. We don't care. That's what I mean.
What
you
a
have
time
a controller.
To be alive.
What a time, right?
Beautiful.
No
more console war. It's all about just stick it in me any way you can.
What is a price point for a streaming only that would get us? I think under 10 for me.
I think 20 is good.
You think
for like a monthly based? I think 20 is good. Because I spend like what, $10 on Disney Plus, and I watch it a movie once a week.
That's a good point. Like, you could play all the Halos.
I can play all the indie games that I spend more than $20 on.
Hollow Knight's in there, and Bloodstain's in there, and The Messenger's in there. And
so many good games.
Forza's in
bucks?
There. Lots of Forza games are
and
in there.
And one of those games on their own is $25.
Gears 5 is in there.
Yeah. Yeah. $20 is fair. And games is a lasting experience. Even if you only play one game, that one game only costs you $20.
It's like going to a concert. It's worth the entertainment, the experience of it. Like, that's stay with you. Yeah. I guess, streaming only. I don't know why. It maybe this is like that. Remember early 360 where we delineated between a physical disc and a downloaded game, and there was a less of a quality if it was downloaded or whatever.
Yeah.
I think in my mind it's less of an experience streaming because I'm aware of the latency and whatnot. Like, I've been told about it. Like, I wish I was more naive and ignorant and just...
Like me, where I'm just like, oh, it's a free game.
It fucking works. Holy shit. Yeah. You know, where my expectations were more appropriate. I think I might be more inclined to be, yeah, you know what, $15 a month is absolutely fair to access to that entire library for just the month that you want it. Yeah. And there's good, there's a lot of great games in there.
Yeah.
Game Pass, man, shaking it up. And the thing is, Sony still has the best exclusives that, you know, like.
Yeah.
And Nintendo's off. I heard it described as PlayStation might be forced into just the Nintendo thing where they are. Nintendo's going to survive because they're Nintendo, and they're just going to do their own thing.
Yeah.
And is PlayStation had never been looked as moving into that direction, but they may be pigeonholed into that way.
Yeah, well, Nintendo's the only console that I'm like, you did something different. Like the Switch, I'm like, well, going back, every Nintendo console, I'm like, you did something different.
Yeah. So, you know, what's PlayStation going to do? Is it just rely on the library?
They have a good library.
They have an excellent library.
Yeah.
Like, it's incredible. I don't know. It's convenient. It's crazy. It'll be very interesting to see what happens over the next 5 years of the video game industry.
Yeah.
We as consumers and players of video games are going to benefit a lot. We're just going to be...
Yes, we are.
Games are going to continue to be wildly affordable for what we get. Which is awesome. So
I have so many games right now, and I'm like, I can't.
Yeah, like even if you are on a tight budget, it feels like you have unlimited access to inexpensive games, like phenomenal experiences. You and I could stop spending money on games for 2 years and not catch up on what we would like to get to.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Like, I mean, that's not hyperbolic at all. It might be tough to catch up in 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So. All right, man. Well, I think that's it for the news, unless you had anything else you wanted to add about the Ultimate.
Nope. We have some deals I found.
You got some deals. All right.
So for Nintendo, you're going to hate these, but it's fine. Cause I don't care. Doom 2 are both $249 each. Doom 3, $499. And Doom 64 is $2.49. It was $3.50 in Canada, but I bought Doom 64 because I was like, why the fuck not?
A lot of people really have a soft spot in their heart for Doom 64. A lot
Because it's the game that tried on the N64, right? What I find weird is that I saw Doom 64 also available on the PlayStation. And I'm like, that's a legit Nintendo 64 title on my PlayStation.
That's cool.
For me to buy. That's weird, man.
That's like, Twilight Zone stuff, or that's Backwards Land or whatever.
Because the names of the games are 64 because it was on the 64. Yeah. So it's like, remember back in the day, the consoles pretend like the other one didn't exist.
Oh yeah.
Like, they're like, what Sony? I don't know. I'm Xbox. I have no idea. Right. Except for Sega and Nintendo, who like rallied at each other.
Like PlayStation. Is that like a kitchenette, you know, where kids build?
Yeah. Stuff? Like, they'll never heard of it. Yeah. No idea what you're talking about. It's just mind blowing that Doom 64 is on the PlayStation. But anyways, so they're having a Nintendo sale, and Sid Meier's Civilization 5, Rocky 5 plus Rocky 6, Rocky 7, is $14.99 on Amazon.com.
So 75% off. This is officially Civ 6.
Civ 6, yes. And on also, PlayStation,
we should have an affiliate link. So if you go to the Amazon 75% off link, we will get a specific commission on that. We do get a 10% bonus or something if it's a digital game. So.
Oh, is that a digital game? I didn't look at it.
Well, it's at 75% off. I just said if digital. If not, who cares? Buy us.
All right. PlayStation, Kingdom Hearts 3, $14.99 at Amazon.com. Meaning I cannot buy this, but you, lucky Americans, you can. For $15, you get
Kingdom Hearts 3. You already have it, so you're lucky. It's saving you $15.
Final Fantasy VII Remake is $40 at BestBuy.com.
It's a good deal.
BestBuy.com. And Fallout 76, I know the game's not good, but it's $10 at Amazon as well.
I've actually heard it's really turned the corner.
Is it like No Man's Sky, where at the beginning it was like, ugh.
Yeah, maybe. I think that might be a decent comparison. You got out a little half-baked, and they've kind of tightened it up.
Because I played that game when it first came out, and I was like, ugh. And then
Fallout?
No Man's Sky. And I heard it's updated, but I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. I think I told you I downloaded it and installed it, and the first planet they warped me on, I was like immediately dying because it was poisonous, and I just uninstalled it. I made it like 10 minutes in before I'm like, I'm out. I'm not. I'm not gonna be able to figure this out.
So that's for PlayStation and Xbox. They're having, you know, spotlight deals and all that. Doom 64, like I said, is $249 as well on Xbox, and Fallout 4 is $8.99. And the Evil Within digital bundle, I don't know why they call it digital bundle, because it doesn't come with anything except for Evil Within, but whatever, is $8.99. Have you, or why call it a bundle? Like, what's the bundle? There's no DLC. Like, what is it?
That's what I'm laughing at. Yeah.
Have you played Evil Within? Oh, dude, this game is rad. It's like Resident Evil, like, 4, if it was, like, silly.
Okay.
Sillier, I guess. And The Walking Dead, A New Frontier, the complete season, episode 1 to 5, is $374 on Xbox. Cool. Now, New Frontier is the in-between of season 2 and season 3. It's kind of like, what's the point of this?
Yeah.
The one that I bought thinking it was season 3, and then it just kind of ended. And I was like, okay. And I didn't know season 3 was coming out. Then it got canceled and Telltale got fired, and I was back, and I want to play it. But anyways, so that's on sale. So
cool, cool. That's it for sales. I think those were all pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
I forgot what the song sounds like.
Something like that. I didn't miss a key on that. But, Kevin, let's try to talk about what we have been playing.
So, this is tough because I've been playing the exact same games I've been playing last week, which includes Animal Crossing, Binding of Isaac, and The Last of Us, Part 2. What movie is that from? Come on, you know this.
Hot Shots?
Yeah, Hot Shots for the...
I felt almost like a trick question, because I'm like, it was in the title. Is he tricking me?
No, a lot of people don't know. I don't know. I don't know what people know. Who cares? Who cares what I have to say?
I'm American. I know everything.
Weird-ass beard who looks like I have a double chin. Yeah, I'm still playing Last of Us Part 2. Still loving it. I don't want it to end. I don't know how far I am in the game. I like it because it brings you to, like, you know, the games are not open world, but they make some parts be like open world. I like that.
Sure.
Like, it's like linear, but it'll bring you to like a mini hub of like a bunch of like a broken neighborhood, so you can go in houses and explore.
And I'm right, dude. I'm right there. I agree with you 100%.
Like, you go to like one section and then go to a bunch of houses, and then there might be like a couple of clickers here and there, and then, you know, she's like, oh, I think we got everything we need. Let's journey on. So I like that. And yeah, it's great. Still going at it. Still going at Binding of Isaac. My thumbs hurt from holding the Switch for so long.
Oh, really?
Like this part right here on my arm or my feet. I don't know what bodies are. On my hands hurt. Like they'll twitch every once in a while by itself because of the way I hold the Switch, I guess.
Okay.
Because I can play Binding of Isaac for like 4 hours straight. And I will. Because I found out there's a daily challenge. So every day there's a new generated level, and you can upload your score to like a leaderboard.
That's cool.
And apparently if you do like 5 wins in a row, you get like a special item, which I didn't know existed. And if you do 7 days, what's happening?
Just goodbye, Kevin.
Oh, I thought we were like lagging.
Oh, no. It's actually been great.
Oh, yeah, okay. And if you do 7 days, you get another item, which is great. And I'm obviously going to try 100% of the save file. And then apparently if you 100% the other two save files, that's when you've actually completed the game. So it'll, like, the percentage will go across all three, like 1 million percent. To say you've completed the game 100% or 1 million percent. But yeah, those are all the games that I've really been playing.
Nice. Well, it's a rough time for us to try out a new song to talk to play under what we've been playing. I've played zero video games.
Woo!
So, I guess that's going to be it for the show this week.
well, I'm going to try Paper Mario, so maybe I'll put that on the list at some point.
There we go. And we will be off for 2 weeks, so just a note. Today's August 5th, and that'll put us back around August 19th-ish. That is when we'll record, so maybe around the 20th or 21st. Ooh, my new phone should come in around then. I got the new Pixel 4a, so... yeah, but I think that's going to be it for the show. Kevin, any final thoughts before I do any sign-offs or anything?
Oh, you mean we're going to be off
next week. So we'll be back on the 19th. So the episode, next episode will probably be at around the 20th or 21st.
Yeah, gotcha. I math. Good at. Me is.
Works hard. All right. Well, Kevin, any final thoughts now that you've gotten through the math problem?
I am going to watch so much porn on my virtual headset.
There'll be some. See what happens. I bet you get frustrated and just go back to the OG way and just look at the screen.
I'm so intrigued, mind you. I can't see you right now, but I'm just so intrigued by
you. Look like thing. Egon when you're like coming out, or Ray when he's like flipping the goggles.
Going like over here.
Yeah, it's cool.
He has like a cigarette hanging.
Yes. So, all right, well, that's going to be it for the show, everyone. Thank you very much for listening to episode 326. I want to give a shout-out to Ben Landis and Cubby for letting us use their music for intro and outro music. If you have the time, please leave us a review if you like the show at your various podcast venture or application. I wanted to say platform, but I said venture. Social media, our handle is ClassicL337 everywhere. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Amazon, all that fun stuff. And if you'd like to contact the show via email, we're available at ClassicElite@gmail.com. Like I said a little bit ago, thank you very much for listening to episode 326 of the Classic Elite Podcast, and we should see you here in a couple of weeks for episode 327.
Bye-bye!